One of Satan's oldest tricks is getting us to satisfy legitimate desires outside of God's will. Eve ate forbidden fruit, and we dabble in pornography. The result? Moral decay and destroyed relationships. Once hidden behind counters, porn is now on your PC screen with one click of the mouse. Today, more insights on the addiction millions are trying to hide. Stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Our current series describes seven secret snares that can trap the Christian. Today we turn again to snare number four as Dr. Lutzer speaks on pornography, the soul defiled, perhaps the most prevalent addiction of all.
Remember that you'll never understand addictions unless you realize that they promise all the same things that God promises. We've learned that. And take all that information that we gave on the addictive personality last time, and you can put it right here with all of its trances and its euphoria and its bondage and its sickness and its sin. Pornography promises like a god, but it pays like the devil. I want you to take your Bibles and turn with me to the fifth chapter, to the fifth chapter of the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 5, Jesus is speaking on what we call the Sermon on the Mount. And he is giving a deeper interpretation of the law because, you know, the Pharisees of his time, they recognized that it was wrong to commit adultery. That was one of the commandments. But they limited it to acting out. And Jesus here gives a remarkable statement. And by the time we're finished, I believe that he's going to help us, Jesus is. He's going to help us find our way out. Jesus invites us to make three commitments. And I wonder if you would be willing to make those commitments with me today. Three commitments. The first commitment is purity in marriage. He says, "You have heard that it was said, do not commit adultery." Now, the reason that God gave that commandment in the Old Testament is, first of all, because of the stability of the family. God put it in the heart of every little boy and every little girl to have a mommy and daddy who love each other. And that's the way it is. And so God says, for the stability of the family, but also for your own emotional stability, because you see, if you commit adultery, the Bible says in the book of Proverbs, it destroys the soul. I like to use the word defiles, and it degrades. But there's another reason also, and it's the most important, and that is that God hates immorality. The marriage bed is honorable and all, and it's undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. And I need to say to those of us who are married that the emphasis here is on the stability of the family. Thou shalt not commit adultery. But I have a word also for you singles who have rationalized it and who have conned yourself into believing that you can have a sexual relationship outside of marriage that is meaningful, that is even necessary, and that somehow life, if not God, at least life owes you. But I say to you today from my heart to yours that no matter how you have rationalized it, no matter how you've tried to explain it, no matter how you've put the best face on it, no matter how you have lived to manage your guilt, because that's what you have to do, you've learned to manage it. The scripture is very clear that the sexual relationship is within marriage and thou shalt not commit immorality. That's the first commitment. But now Jesus asks us to go on to make a second commitment that is even much more difficult. Listen to his words. But I tell you, this is now verse 28 of Matthew chapter 5. But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell. To look lustfully at a woman is to commit adultery. Now, of course, I need to say that sometimes we may look at a woman and we may admire her beauty. There is such a thing as recognizing a beautiful woman. And that isn't lustful, that isn't adulterous. But as all of us as men know, that the transition from admiration to lust can oftentimes be very quickly made. And so what Jesus said is here, if you sexually covet a woman in your heart, you've committed adultery with her. Well, what does this say about pornography? The whole point of pornography is to stimulate, it is to inflame all of the natural desires that we already struggle with. It is to draw out from us all that which is exaggerated and with the latest methods of technology and photography to do all that we possibly can to violate the words of Jesus. That's the whole point. Now, don't interpret this verse to mean that if you've lusted in your heart, you might as well commit adultery. I have a friend who did that. That's a major mistake that we'll take up in our message next time. That's not what Jesus is saying. But at the level of sin and the level of the need of forgiveness, Jesus is saying that if you lust after a woman, you've committed adultery with her already in your heart. How is it that you have committed adultery with her? She may not be a part of the experience. It's because the whole idea here is that we look at someone and we are lusting after him or her, and that turns them into an object. I need to tell you that I've talked to people who've been in this world of pornography, and it is a harsh, cruel, evil, demonically controlled world. It is a world where young women are sold into sexual slavery. It is a world in which young women are conned and seduced into participating. And what it does is it simply makes them objects. You don't care about their hopes, their dreams, their fears, their desires. Nothing like that matters. All that matters is your own inflamed, irrational desire. And Jesus said, you commit adultery already in your heart when you lust. Do you understand now, my friends, why pornography is a slap in the face of Jesus? Because Jesus is saying, you know, even if you look at a woman lustfully, you've committed adultery, and pornography says we're going to take Jesus on, and our whole world of view is going to be one in which we lust and desire and covet, and there's no end to it. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, it says, like Sheol, that nether underworld, like Sheol, the eyes of a man are never satisfied. Well, we all stand condemned with this verse, don't we? There's no room here for self-righteousness, no room to say, well, you know, I am really someone righteous because I am not a user. Jesus said that it is really a matter of the heart, and he went so deep. So the question, of course, is how in the world can we even possibly live in this pornography-drenched world with any sense of living up to the words of Jesus? When it's everywhere, when it's in billboards, when it's at work, when it's the stuff of television, how can we possibly manage? Well, characteristically, Jesus doesn't just leave us there. He tells us what to do. And notice his words. Now, we've talked about two commitments, commitment to purity in marriage, commitment to purity in thoughts. He's now saying, you'll never achieve this, folks, unless you have purity in all of your associations. Purity in associations. Look at what he says. Now, he says, if your eye, your right eye, he says right eye because what he means is your best eye. If your right eye causes you to sin, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And then, as I already read, if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it for you, because it's much better for you that one part of the body perish than for your whole body to be tossed into hell. Now, I want you to notice that what Jesus does is he takes the two parts of the body that are often used in lusting and sexual desire. The first is the eye. Pornography, of course, depends upon our ability to see the eye. And even though we as men tell women how quickly we can be affected by what we see, I'm still not sure that they fully understand that. But Jesus talks about the eye, and he says, if your eye is causing you to sin, now that's what my translation says. I like the NASB at this point. If your eye causes you to stumble, because the Greek word actually, the noun form, is scandalon, from which we get scandalized. If it causes you to be scandalized, and its root means to be caught in a trap. Many years ago when we were out in the farm, we used to try to catch rabbits by digging a deep hole where the rabbit paths were and then putting a deep box there and then covering the whole thing with just a few leaves and a few branches in the hope to catch a rabbit. I'm not sure that we ever did. The rabbits were smarter than we were, but the principle is there. Jesus is saying that if you find yourself falling into the pit and your eye is causing it, gouge it out and cast it from you. If that's your problem, take care of your eye. And then he uses the hand, which is also used, particularly, I think of women who are affected by tender caresses, usually coupled with sweet words, often lying words, but nonetheless. Jesus said, if that's your problem, cut it off. You say, well, Pastor Lutzer, he's not speaking literally. Is he? No, of course he's not speaking literally. You could cut out your right eye and still lust with your left, for example.
Jesus did make a remarkable statement, didn't he? And what he did say is literally true in this sense, that it would be better to arrive in heaven with one hand than to be in hell with two. And it would be better to be in heaven with one eye than to be in hell with two eyes. This is Pastor Lutzer. Jesus is saying in the strongest possible language to us that whatever we need to do to separate ourselves from sexual sin and from lust, we should do it. Whether that means unplugging the television set, whether it means that we no longer stay in motels because of the pornography that is available, whatever it is that Jesus would require of us, we should do. Because guarding our hearts, guarding our minds is absolutely essential. And it's so important to talk to others about our struggles, men particularly. If you have friends with whom you can share your struggles, you'll be amazed at the strength that it will give you as you finally recognize that the secret is known and God and others are there to help you.
Dr. Erwin Lutzer with part two of Pornography, the Soul Defiled, another message in his series on seven secret snares. Tomorrow we follow Jesus' teachings from the eye to the hand. Running to Win comes to you from the Moody Church in Chicago. This series can be yours in the book Seven Snares of the Enemy by Dr. Lutzer. Your copy will be sent as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw, all one word, .com. Or write to Running to Win at Box 11174, Chicago, Illinois, 60611. This is Dave McAllister. Join us for tomorrow's Running to Win.